The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
And now, The Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
This is the Pointer Sisters. One of the Pointer Sisters works downstairs in the lobby and is in love with Dan.
Yep.
She sure is.
Sorry, dude.
Her name's Coffee Pointer.
She got bit.
She, this lady, we forgot.
She's once bitten.
I watched her lead him away last week. Like they disappeared to the coffee shop.
She's given him, now this is the second or third coffee?
Second
coffee she's presented to him.
Because we got into a conversation about, she's like, you drink Dunkin' Donuts all the time. Why? And I was like,
Even noticing that.
It's kind of part of my aesthetic.
Never said any word to me about walking in with Starbucks.
Well, she knows you're racist.
Oh. So do I leave with that? Do I give that off?
But she,
I've been working hard to dial that back.
And she, I told you, she loves my young pastor energy.
She really does. But I mean, she is all about, I'm starting to get residual hellos now.
I told you, dude.
When I came in this time now,
pretty nice to stand next to me.
I was even looking over, and she goes, hello, like kind of far. And I looked over, and she was looking at me, and I gave her like the, hey.
Yeah man. She's very sweet.
Hey, Miss Rhonda.
She's super sweet. And she told me that the coffee.
I mean, she's not running the stores for me and grabbing me lattes.
Well, her friend, I found out that she's friends with everybody there. So she walked in, and it's like, you know, hey, let me get a free coffee for
you. You bring another one of these white boys in here to get addicted to our shit?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. One time she got, Black Lou and I both a latte. Then this time, she was like, I got you another. She's trying to get me off Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, Dan.
You're right, though, Jay. In my life, no woman has ever stopped me and saying, I notice you drink that.
Yeah, even a woman who looks like Roz from Night Court.
Somebody's a little upset.
No, she gave me the hello, too. This woman is all about Dan, though. That's what I said. LL Cool Dan. Ladies love Cool Dan.
You think I'm meant to hurt you?
Ooh. Ooh, it sting. What's up, everybody? It's The Bonfire, Faction Talk Series XM 103. I'm Big Jokers, and that's Dan Soder. That's Roz. Marsha Warfield.
R.I.P.
Dan's dating Marsha Warfield. We got our whole crew in the house. We got DJ Lou. We got Christine Marie Evans. We got Jacob Attal. We got our Black King, the Black Tiger, Louis Johnson. Boom. You know what else we got, Dan?
What?
A little prezi for you. Christine bought this for you.
Damn, dude.
And you said you were concerned. You said, what's it for exactly?
Well, my reaction's always...
But Dan, you're a surprise gift person.
Oh, I love giving a surprise gift.
Yeah.
I don't like getting a surprise
gift. You sure don't.
Because I always am like worried. I don't know. I always just get worried. Don't you like...
Well, we know you
don't you find
about...
sometimes it's easier to be nice... It's easy...
Listen, Dan, I know
it's easier to be nice to someone than it is
course.
For someone to be nice to you.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's why I don't like going out and... like doing meet and greet stuff sometimes because
I have a very easy time being nice to people. I don't mind that.
People
when
are
someone's
like,
nice
great.
To me,
you're
I'm like, uh-huh. I'm like, what you, I'm always like, what's up? I think it was probably just because you know my mom bringing around a bunch of old alcoholics.
Sure.
I didn't know who was who.
That would affect.
I was just constantly being like, what are you about?
No, it's really to soften the blow. I saw you. I didn't want to tell you this, but I saw you changing shirts the other day.
Yeah.
I saw the lesions.
Oh.
I know.
You know that I have Philadelphia AIDS.
I know you're living with. You are living with, not dying from AIDS.
Yeah.
This is something where I'm sure somewhere along the lines a Christmas or a birthday has been missed, and I'm surprised we haven't gotten these for you already.
All right. It is. Well, first off, there's a lovely card.
Yeah.
Enjoy your treasure.
It's a picture of Chris. It's a picture of Christine's snatch.
It
open.
Is. It's pretty
open. She's spread an eagle.
Oh, yeah, right here. I thought you were telling me to open it. I'm like...
No. I was saying Christine's pussy was open in the picture.
She had to breathe like this.
Yeah. She was on the push-up.
Oh, you sons of bitches.
No, you son. This is Christine. Christine got this
Christine,
one.
You went, you know what's funny? Is the first one I opened was the pterodactyl.
Was it?
Shout out the pterodactyl, dude. Oh, man, that's so awesome. She got me, for those of you at home, she got me Welch's juice cups.
Yep.
She got me the old school.
You got the set, dude.
Dude, what's that's up? Great. That is awesome. That fucking rules.
I love the vintage finds.
Oh, my God. This is, yeah, it's all four. Fuck all yeah, four. Dude. That's
full
awesome.
Set.
Woo, boy. Katie, I'm bringing home some juice glasses.
I figured those would be the, you know, it'd
oh
be
my
nice
God.
In your
someone's
new
eating
house.
Dinner Indian style on the floor tonight.
Dude. Get ready. Lasagna with milk. All day.
Bologna sandwiches and milk.
And then I'm going to watch the 49ers on my tum-tum.
Tummy time, dude.
Dude, tummy time.
It's the greatest thing ever.
Dude,
I converted
yes.
Josh and Bobby Kelly to tummy time.
Brontosaurus? All the hits.
Oh, yeah. All the biggies, dude.
Oh, man. I was having a really ass day, and you guys have turned it around.
Christine, this is all Christine, buddy.
Well, I mean, I'm just, you know.
I want her kudos where kudos is due. Christine deserves a little kudos right now because I see her and Rebecca are, I mean, working 7 days a week right now.
Yeah, getting ready for
Skankfest. Crunching all the Skankfest stuff. And everything I've ever read about Skankfest always says, the brainchild of organizer and producer Louis J. Gomez. I'm always like, Jesus.
Yeah. Or Louis J. Gomez, Big J. Okerson, Dave Smith.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, listen, it's off my back for
you
sure.
You really do. You really do a lot.
Sure,
dude.
It's built off my back and hard work and talents, but I don't do it. You know what I mean?
Dude, this rules.
That's not why I do it, Jacob.
You do it for the love.
Jacob is not about that for me, though.
I love that Christine. I love that Christine and Rebecca get one applause break maybe at the end of Skankfest.
Oh,
at,
yeah.
If Josh Adam Myers is like, hey, get up here. Come on, guys. Get them up here.
Well, what I love is Rebecca's really never at the last jam. She's always dealing with something else.
Yeah.
And it's for the last like 3 years, a Rebecca
in.
Chant has started. And last year in Houston, I just put my walkie on so she heard it through the walkie.
You hear that, Rebecca? They're chanting your name.
She's like, I was going to give up. Dude. She was somewhere in a room with a. She was in a warm tub with a razor blade when they start hearing the chant.
Like she's in a war camp. Oh yeah, dude. Here's a cool. Shout out, dude. Great gift.
Hell yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Great gift.
I found. Just
hey,
so
dude.
We know,
listen, it's not a Bose soundbar.
That one, that soundbar rules.
Doesn't it, though?
Dude, the second
that's the gift
hits,
I got you.
That
the generous gifts that I give.
I'm going to have to really bring it this Christmas.
The very generous gifts that I present to you. That's a great, that's a Life and Times of Tim line.
I'm going to have to come in with an actual eagle and be like, Jay,
I got you a bald eagle, dude.
From Philadelphia.
And I had the feathers shaved down to a 55, Brandon Graham.
And I take off my sleeve and you just see marks. And yeah, and this son of a bitch did not like me.
He goes, I've been training this son of a bitch for about 6 months getting it ready for you.
Oh, I gotta
he goes, it still hurts.
Yeah. Those talon wounds don't heal easy.
I'm an old man, dude. My fucking thumb.
Is it back? You okay?
Still kills. But it's not black and blue or anything, and the swelling's gone way down. It's getting better, but like does it make sense? Like, it was like so bad because it was so swollen and all fucked up.
Are you going to do
it? Now it's like fucking sore. I played a couple of video games.
Are you gonna,
it hurts.
Are you going to do a Daniel LaRusso's going to fight on Lewis at Skankfest?
Yeah, you have to do the thing in the back where you like you rub your hands together.
Jason, son.
But it's also a thing all weekend. You know, I don't think about, when you first start, I don't think about it sometimes. Yeah. You just got an instinct. So how many handshakes I get? First of all, everyone, because I didn't explain it at all. How many people think I just have a very gay handshake?
Dude,
because
I go
in for the handshake and then I realize like, oh, I can't squeeze at all. So I just let them
just
squeeze my hand and like I just touch them with my thumb, like tap.
You should have just flipped your fingers.
I really
should have.
It was a limp dick of a handshake all weekend I gave.
It's like, no, you're gay.
Or
get
away from
me.
Or I just like, or I struggled it out. Easy, Lou. Or I struggled it out and just dealt with the pain.
You just fuck it. And then it just looks like you're angry.
Yeah, it really does. Oh, that's a good handshake.
Oh, it's nice to meet you.
Are you not drinking that because you think she put Jeffrey Dahmer stuff in it?
No, I'll drink it.
So she can kill you?
Mm-hmm.
Why is everything so fuzzy?
I'll go watch Exorcism 3. Let's get nuts.
Why is everything so fuzzy? You want to watch Exorcism 3?
Moving on to the.
Hey, whoa, no gay stuff, huh?
No, that's you're the, gay. That, get
makes,
away from me.
That makes me laugh. That made me. I watched. I finished the whole show this weekend when I was away, Dahmer, and it really the entire story should be called "In the 80s, Cops Did Not Want to Deal with Gay Stuff at All."
Really?
Every time they're like, "This boy has a hole in his head and there's acid leaking out of it," and they'd be like, "Oh my god!" And then Jeffrey Dahmer would run over and be like, "No, it's my boyfriend. We're just doing such gay stuff upstairs." And they go, "Well, then get him out of here and go."
Ew.
Don't sneeze gay on me or anything while you're at it, please.
It's contagious right now.
It's the whole show. Is there like, he's dead to rights. He goes, "We have you caught." He goes, "Let me inspect your house." And you just look behind the door and there's like bodies and heads. And then he's like, he goes, "What's going on? What does it smell like?" "Gay sex." And they're like, "Oh, bye."
Ew. I think we just got another call over the radio that you didn't hear.
Yeah. If I killed Christine and just every time someone came to the door said, "Oh, sorry, you just interrupted me doing some gay stuff," apparently I'll get away with it for a long time.
Well, not now.
You know what's also funny in that show? They call him another one. I was like, wow, is he like a genius the way he got away with it so long? Like, he was not a genius at all. He was actually a horrific job.
Why?
Every person he killed almost,
yeah,
somebody reported while it was happening and just no one cared.
Really?
Just yeah. Nobody cared.
Did you watch the series as well?
I'm like halfway through. The neighbor calls every time he's
every
he's
murder he's
somebody,
done in that building.
Multiple times she's calling and calling. I mean, the one guy gets out of his apartment, a 13-year-old boy,
yeah,
passes out in front of the apartment.
He didn't pass out. He had a hole in his head.
That's right.
Yeah. He had put a hole in his head and poured acid into it. He was just literally like a zombie on the street. And the neighbor was out there with the cop going like, take this young boy. And whatever, he goes, "He's an adult. He's my boyfriend. We're doing such gay stuff." And he's drunk. And they're like,
"Do you have ID?" "No, he lost it." "All right, take him home."
"Yeah, get him out of here."
They really just didn't give a shit, huh?
And then so he does. He brings them, and the cops go, "We're going to bring you up to the house." And he goes, "All right." And he brings them to the house, and he goes, "You want to come in? We were just doing some gay stuff." And they're like, "Nah, I'm good."
Yeah. "We're about to lay down in our gay bed."
Yeah. It's funny, by the way, when the cops got in trouble for not doing anything about it, they were like, "Yeah, it was like gay stuff."
Like, so run that
like,
up.
They never break from that at all. They go, "Yeah, I'm standing by it. It smelled like gay stuff in there, and I ain't going in."
I walked in, immediately hit the smell of gay.
And I was like, "Well, turn around. Get that on me.
This, yeah.
Sarge, then I got to wash my shirt after that?" That makes sense to you?
Now,
just for some gay stuff.
Now if you walk in on gay stuff, you have to do gay stuff or you're homophobic.
Yeah, you better start doing gay stuff.
You got your boyfriend?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. DJ Lou, you didn't want to kiss that guy on the chest while he masturbated.
You're just progressive.
Little Chris.
You're just progressive.
No, hey, you're Chris. Gay. Get away from me.
Then you got this close and you went, "Is it crazy I'm this close to your lips?"
If I could have a moment in time frozen that I could like see a videotape of and see really what
fly
happened.
Fly on the wall?
It's the fly on the wall. It's the guy going like, "Come on, you never even really thought about it." Like, Lou's in that position. He was like a girl. He had to sit there and be like, "No.
My mind.
Do you guys have the beer you said you had?" He goes, "Yeah, let me go check for it." While I do that, just like, you know, take a look around the place and see it's... Get loose. You know what I mean? Take off your shirt. I don't care.
Come on, relax.
Come on. Looks like we don't have any beers. Do you have any alcohol? I don't know.
"We have this cherry wine." He goes, "That might be close enough."
Got this shit from Trader Joe's. All right.
He's just flicking an unlit cigarette. I don't know.
You never even thought about it? I don't think so.
Is this like a Jeffrey Dahmer thing?
Are you guys going to Dahmer me right now?
You're going to Dahmer me, don't. My brains ain't tasty.
Yeah, dude. You really fell for the Jeffrey Dahmer thing. Gay guys got you liquored up at a bar and then took you home like Jeffrey Dahmer. Dude, you could have gotten killed that night.
You're a Dahmer, Mark.
I never started dancing.
You're a Dahmer, Mark. You absolutely...
Dude, you're a total Dahmer, Mark.
You just get fucking swallowed up by some gay serial killer.
You'd be right there at the promise of stuff. And then when he goes... By the way, you would have cared if he goes, "Hey, here's a questionably loose Diet Coke and whiskey I made for you."
He takes a sip, he goes,
"Okay.
It's got some pop to it.
That's the good stuff, huh?" Oh, now I'm feeling it. He likes it when he's going out. He goes, "Oh, I'm going out. Don't do gay stuff to me, guys."
Just him outside with a hole in his head and acid. And Dahmer's like, "It's doing nothing to him."
The person that was deceiving was Lou in this story. I mean, the setup, could they have possibly thought anything else was going to go down?
No. Lou's a cocktease, which is pretty fucked up.
I'm the victim, guys.
No.
You,
here's the thing. You could have been the victim because you went all willy-nilly to a very Jeffrey Dahmer situation.
My God, dude. My God. We would be doing a Lou Witzke memorial benefit.
Yeah. By the way, I would think more of you if you had killed them that night instead of just not doing gay stuff.
And then say you got into a Dahmer situation and you had to fight your way out.
Yeah, they were going to kill me. They had a drill.
So, wait, the guy that was jerking off on the bed is actually gay, but the one that was in the room with you said he's not gay.
Christine,
he just does gay
stuff. They're both gay. They're both gay.
Sometimes.
But Big Chris has got an allure to him.
He was trying.
Big Chris is the guy jerking off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure was.
Big Chris.
And Little Bruce is who you saw at the bar.
And Little Bruce gets put into a trance.
Bye.
Big Chris starts jerking off, and it's like. And Little Bruce is like,
mijo, the man pounds his penis. I have to wash.
Yeah, like Little Bruce is saying like he's a prisoner.
Yeah, he goes,
don't look into it, the pee hole, or you'll become hypnotized.
I think he was just all out of tricks, and he just started to blame the other predator.
I think he was trying to get you back by saying, he goes, oh, no, not me. I am no gay. Yeah. You can go back to my place and have drinks right now. And then Lou goes, all right, I'll come back this time because there's no gay stuff. He goes, he's doing it again a couple of years.
I think they were hitting you with gay cop and gayer cop.
Oh, no, I am not gay. Big Chris is so gay. Yeah.
I wish I knew the exact level of drunk he was.
I wish we could get those two on the show, dude.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I was great. I handled it perfectly.
Lou, we can all agree you almost died. A serial killer could have got you.
You almost died. You could have died, for sure. Instead, what you did was almost got talked into doing gay stuff. That's where we're at now. Before, it was you left immediately when the guy started whacking off and you made a whole thing.
Yeah.
Now, a guy had a conversation with you and you thought about it.
Funny how the truth unfolds.
You thought about it for a second.
Yeah, I was thinking about how much I love women and I need to get away from these two fruit fairies.
But the fact you even were weighing around in your head, no, it's women for sure that I love, means you were considering
it. If Lou would have got datelined,
oh.
If he was like, he went over for some drinks, but what ended up happening, only the three men know. Bruce and Chris left the apartment 12 hours later, but Lou didn't.
And
was
it's their,
he murdered?
It's their loss because I used to be an ally. Now I'm out.
No, dude.
Totally. Wow.
You have to homophobic. You have to go watch Bros in basketball shorts.
Nope. You have to. Nope. Oh, who sent me that? Was that?
It was Nate.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
One of five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Goose.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. N
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, yeah, the Kev.
The Bros
so
trailer?
So funny. No, not the trailer.
Kevin
it's
Hart
like Kevin Hart gave a
on.
Shout out to it, put it up, and then there's like Kevin Hart's like black fans underneath. It's so much like, yo,
nope.
No,
nah, man, nope, nope.
Kev has to overcompensate for gay happiness.
Yeah, no, I was just playing with
Oh, man. Oh, it's so funny. Yeah, the comments underneath it are just like, yo, what? Actually, Naeem, his opener, is the first comment that goes, how much they pay you for this?
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's like, Kev's like, nope. We love you, Kevin, of course. You know, and then there's Naeem, and then it's, that's hilarious.
That's really funny.
Kevin Hart's trying not to get canceled. Why this took him like, hour and a half to type all that.
Nah, bro. One guy's like, nah, bro.
Nah, bro. It's so funny. All right, now. You gotta go. You gotta go watch. Okay, bam.
No,
here we go.
A lot of guys kissing. A lot of guys holding each other.
Nah, bro, no.
If we ever
have
Kevin,
no.
You gotta tell him your gay story and watch how he has to be so positive about it, Lou.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. You know, people want to do things. All right, bam. Let me explain. Now, two gay guys get you back to the house. That's dangerous.
Have you ever heard Jay Farrell's impression of Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
It's so fucking good.
It's great.
Good.
Yeah.
There's one where he's on a morning show and he's talking about Kevin Hart's New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. And he goes, gonna get my legs extended. Bam. Gonna be 7'5". And just the way he does it, it's so perfect. Lou, I hope you know that we are worried about you now, that you could be a Dahmer, Mark.
And that you might currently be living with AIDS.
I got away. Everything's fine.
Did you, though?
Did you get away or did you walk away?
You have to look at your attacker every time you go to this bar now. Why you choose to go to the same bar where you almost got gay killed is beyond me.
Because I can take them both with two punches.
You think
yeah,
that's
but
true?
Not if your drink's laced.
Nah, maybe you saw the size of that guy's pig, dude.
Well, that's true. He might have been. He'll be more of a problem.
Now, two together, you're getting raped. No for way. Sure.
Hold him down, little Bruce.
I will bet money that little Bruce and big Chris could absolutely hold you down and take what's theirs.
You better hope little Bruce doesn't have food runner strength.
Yeah, you're going to have both the little tiny hand prints on your belly when they pink belly you before they flip you over and have you.
You go, is he tender? Is he tender enough, little Bruce? Tenderize them.
And they got all this pent-up sexual energy, so I'm sure they can.
And then they're just going to blast your ass.
Oh, my God. You're going to get covered in ropes. Dude, those guys have been you've been in their crosshairs for quite some time. So when you do ultimately break down and do it. Wait. Your girlfriend thinks you did gay stuff, right?
Yeah, she won't shut the fuck up about it. And she won't stop texting Christine with dumb shit as well.
She goes, I've been seeing the way he looking at people by men's butts now. It's different.
Can't stop bringing it up. Can't stop.
I guess you don't like kayaking with me because I am not a boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you get the COVID and want to stand next to the boys. She goes, Lou, why? I don't want to go see bros.
Kevin Hart says it's a laugh out loud riot.
Come on. He congratulated a lot of people.
Judd Apatow's a hit factory.
Come on, the guy doesn't miss. Yeah,
Lou, I'm afraid you are getting gay.
I don't want you to be kidnapped by a violent Jeffrey Dahmer.
I can't explain to mi familia that my boyfriend he got kidnapped and gay.
Hola, Lou, you are the man who falls for the Jeffrey Dahmer schemes. I'm sorry, I don't know if I can leave my daughter with you, knowing that you are so easily tricked. Why is it that you always fall into these traps? You no understand that men want to take your bahor?
Maybe buy your own alcohol. And then you want to sell your body to gentlemen of the evening.
Maybe you can wear a bandolier, little airplane shoes. And that way when you need it, you can pop your shawl.
Or perhaps you have a bigger problem that needs to be solved.
Maybe consider working the steps. For there is hope in God for you.
It works if you work it. So work it, you're worth it.
And we can skip to step four, where you can apologize to my daughter for almost getting abducted by a gay serial killer.
Cheating on her with homosexual men.
With men. Repent your sins
And God will forgive you for your gay sexual acts.
Publicly say you didn't like bros.
Publicly denounce bros. Phase one.
That's the new one where you have to be homophobic.
Dude, he said he didn't like bros.
Publicly denounce bros. He said he didn't like bros.
Dude, how scared is a reviewer of saying bros sucks?
Yeah, they're like, I don't know.
There's no way.
It's just a masterpiece.
I mean, I like Billy Eichner. I liked Billy on the Street. I thought that was really funny.
I like him too. He has one of my favorite TikToks ever going around.
That's where you lose me, Christine.
Oh my God.
I liked Billy on the Street because he just yelled at people.
It's 100% of her downtime, TikToking.
Yeah. It's a scroll-a-thon.
It's insane.
Well, Jay, I don't really have a lot of downtime.
Huh?
You're making me think about the Dahmer series. You're so right. That he was actually a terrible serial killer.
He was horrible at it.
Why?
He would go back to the same places to find people, and people would go missing. He drugged the guy in a bathhouse. He would also go to a bathhouse and drug them. And then he wouldn't like kill them necessarily. He would like fuck them and do stuff to them while they were like unconscious. But he gave them like a lot of drugs that he was like drugging them with. So like they almost died. And like, he left them there more than once. And one time they had to have ambulance come get the guy. The other one they were able to wake the guy up. This one they couldn't wake the guy up and the ambulance came.
Yeah.
And then he still went back there. The guy to then be like, get the fuck out of here, dude. Hey, like I told all the bathhouses, you're like, you drug people. And he was like, bye.
Not cool.
Like he left and he was like, I guess I got to find another way to do this. His grandmother met three of them like because she just came downstairs. He's like, Grandma, stop. Leave me alone. This is my friend.
I'm butt fucking.
And she was upset that he was like doing gay stuff. And he's just like, he finally gets her to go back to bed so he can loudly murder them in the basement. And, like his grandmother would hear. Like everybody heard everything.
Really?
The neighbors.
They just didn't want to deal with it.
He just kept he's killing them all in his apartment too. The next door neighbor is hearing, you know, please don't kill me. And then drills.
Yeah.
And saws.
Screaming.
And calling the cops. And he just keeps the bodies decomposing in his apartment. But I guess it smelled like gay stuff to the cops.
Jesus. Is that really what it was?
Yes, it smelled dead bodies.
No, they go there with the smell. They go, what's that terrible smell? And he would tell the neighbors it was bad meat. His refrigerator broke. He had bad meat. And then the other one was his fish got ick. Like his fish got sick. And that's what the smell was, tropical fish. And then he would just be like, and they'd be like, oh my God, but it's been 3 weeks. He's like, yeah, I'll fix it tonight. And then they'd be like, okay. And then they'd hear somebody getting murdered, call the cops. And the cops would be like, nah, just gay stuff and dead fish, I think.
Just the ick and gay stuff.
Just the ick and the fish thing also.
Does the series go all the way to the end of his life where he gets beaten to death in prison? Because what's funny is...
I thought he got fucked up the ass with a mop handle. I guess that was myth.
I heard that myth. I heard that urban legend as well. But whenever this happens, whenever they like do a story like this, the guy that murdered Dahmer is like... All right, time to do some interviews. Yeah, I beat the shit out of that.
Does
weirdo.
He do any interviews?
He like came out and like spoke about like why he killed
killed
Dahmer.
I've never seen that.
And then someone his own defense attorney was like, I don't think that's true. He said that Dahmer would taunt inmates with his food, like he would make it look like arms or whatever. And
but the show at least does say when he first went in. That he was so wrapped up in like people saying that he was like he was getting fan mail.
Yeah.
So he started smelling his own shit and he was walking around jail being like a bit of a dick. Like he was making jokes.
He's like, I'll munch
about
it.
The stuff. Yeah, about the stuff. And then got super religious like weeks before he got killed. Yeah. But from the second he got caught and everything, even beforehand, he'd be like, I should die. And even that, he's just the luckiest, like dumbest guy ever. He's like, just give me the electric chair. They're like, there's no fucking death penalty here for some reason. Like they were like, you're going to live somehow.
Yeah, you did.
Like the first bad thing that happened to him in his life was getting murdered. Like yeah. that was the first bad misstep he's had.
Yeah, he just kept walking.
He killed people in hotels more than once. And then he would just put them in a suitcase and drag a suitcase out. And they'd be like, bye, sir. And they go, wait, that looks pretty weird. Are you dragging a body? He's like, no, I'm just dragging gay stuff. And they're like, oh, well, get out of here. Get out of here then.
And you have penises in there? Ew. Ew, all those penises in that suitcase next to other penises.
Yeah. Oh, this is just a large sack full of gay stuff.
Ew.
Oh, all right. Well, bye. Thanks for staying with us.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, the neighbors here just hearing guys screaming for their lives.
Help!
And calling the police. Nothing
happened. Dude, what if you had a girl over and she's like, hey, what is that? And you go, it's just the guy next door. It sounds like he's killing them. out of you.
No, no, I thought the same thing for a while. No, that right there? Yeah. No.
No, it's just gay stuff. You've clearly never heard gay sex before.
And you go, it sounds like they're in terrible pain. He goes, hey, you ever see how gay stuff happens?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it doesn't hurt.
I'll tell you what, I can try. Yeah. We can try their method tonight and see how you feel about it.
Want me to cram six up your shit or see the noises you make? Yeah. Okay, well then go back to bed.
All right. Now kiss me on the lips and sit tight.
All right, bye. Good night.
Good night.
You know what's funny? What I had a problem with in Dahmer's thing was Niecy Nash as the neighbor, who did great. She actually did do really good at the character, but I am so used to her voice. I realize only from watching the show. I didn't even have to look it up on IMDb. She does 700 voices on American Dad, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And it's always her voice. And I know for sure she's like the crossing guard who crosses Steve. She goes, crossing guard, Rita, gotcha. You are her whole world right now. She walks him across the street. But she just has, it sounds condescending because like, I know her voice like, and always in sarcasm.
Yeah.
It's weird seeing her play like an earnest character, but she was great. But it was like, the show was good. Dude. That kid, Evan Peters, rules. But like,
they're trying to like Dahmer's victims' family members are being like, we weren't consulted at
all. That's not how it works. It's unfortunate to say, but I mean, like, it's a weird complaint now. Like, this is one of the first things that people should realize. Do we take everything, like, people's complaints online, on the internet, like, seriously at all?
Yeah.
Because the complaint is something that's happened for a bazillion years.
Yeah, or they're like,
oh, you're drudging up this story again? He goes, yeah, 70 documentaries a year come out about Jeffrey Dahmer stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, it's insane. Like,
it happened with the Ted Bundy stuff, but yeah. It only happens once a major studio gets involved. When it's like a documentary, everyone's cool about it.
No, there's been three Dahmer movies at least. There's one with Jeremy Renner.
No, but I'm saying when this happens, recently, it's been when the big studio puts out the thing, like with Ted Bundy when what's his name played it from High School Musical, Zac Efron.
Zac Efron.
And then all of a sudden everyone was like, well, hold the fuck on. We weren't consulted. And it's like, why'd you wait till now? They've done so much stuff about it.
Movies about Ted Bundy.
Why are you making a stink
about it? I
think
Mark Harmon played him once.
Oh, wow.
Younger Mark Harmon.
That's very fun. But yeah.
From the film Summer School.
But yeah, I don't know if I'll watch the Dahmer one, but I heard it was good.
What floored me was what you watched last night or the night before. I couldn't believe they would turn that around.
LMU?
The Gabby Petito story.
Dude, remember that?
Lifetime movie.
Remember the movie about her?
Dude, already.
Wow. I'm sure the family
Katie and I were going through the channels and we saw it and we were like, and she, first thing Katie says is she goes, there's no way they got a fucking movie about this already. And not only did they have a movie, they had a documentary that followed it. They had, it went like.
Yeah, I'd watch a documentary though, for sure. Even though I know
you have to
watch
the terrible movie.
Of course I'm going to watch the movie without doubt. But you know they've already made... Buddy, there's a whole... That 2020 I told you we watched with Lori Vallow, the one who like left her husband for like a religious doomsday prepper, and they killed the kids, and the guy was a comic.
Oh, yeah. Her brother
was
a voicementalist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, he's a stand-up comic. They've played some of his comedy in this in the new documentary, but Netflix just did... a three-part documentary on the whole thing, and there's a movie coming out about it. So, yeah, they move quick, man.
They just, like, someone dies, and they're like, how do we write this? The Gabby Petito one, they just got a lady who looks the same age. Like, it's a famous...
It's funny to make a movie, though, where there was really no impactful situation. Like, the movie, you think Lifetime's not jumping on board unless there's bodies somewhere.
Yeah.
But nothing happened. But I do want to...
What do you mean?
The Gabby Petito story?
Yeah, she got killed, and her boyfriend killed herself.
Oh. Gabby Petito is the van life people.
Van life people, we watched the video.
I'm thinking of...
They had to reenact the video that we watched on this show where she's crying and we were like, oh, fuck.
Got you. Gabby Petito, I'm thinking of Dipolito.
Oh, I would love a Dipolito movie.
No.
That must have sounded crazy to people listening when I was like, yeah, but Gabby Petito, nothing happened. It's a non-event.
I know. It's a murder-suicide.
Murder-suicide, dude. Yeah.
They found his body decomposed in the Florida Everglades.
Oh, yeah, but then she had the guy try to kill him? What story are we talking about?
That's why I think it's so horrible they made a Lifetime movie about it.
Dude, they turned it around. And by the way, they had to handle it so sensitive that every time they went to a commercial, they were like, one of the actors would be there and being like, if you know anyone that's being abused, call this number. It's not okay. And it's like, hey, Lifetime. Fuck off.
Yeah, anyway, you, now the only we come reason back from you have commercial, a channel is because beat people, this woman some more.
Yeah, the only reason you have a channel is because people get abused. Stop acting like you're trying to prevent it. They're like,
Stern used to call out Oprah for that all the time when they did the Oprah TV network.
Yeah.
And he was like, what's that? And her whole thing was like, we're going to give you, like, we're getting down to real stuff and real stories about real people. And then when that was making no money, it's when she went right away to, like, interviewing the royals.
Yeah.
Like, and it, or it was like, Chaz Bono's going to whack his dick off finally.
Dude, my favorite was when Oprah was like, I'm
or get his dick put on.
I'm starting a magazine, and I'll be on every cover. So like, I'm on the cover. If I started a D magazine, and it was just, oh, here's me playing in a field.
Does she still have an Oprah channel here? Does it still exist?
I don't think so.
The Big O?
Dude, Oprah, what's crazy about Oprah is she could make your fucking life hell if she wanted to. She has the resources. She has absolute resources to be like, she can tell one person.
She could turn you from 50 years old up. She could turn the world to 50 and above against you for sure.
No, but I'm just.
She can mobilize those communities.
Those are a lot of powerful people that are over the age of 50.
For sure.
So all I'm saying is she can make one phone call to be like, I don't
President Biden, it's me, Oprah. Yeah. Take care of this little fat motherfucker for me.
Yeah. She's like, I was in love with Dan Soder. I kept giving him coffees. You
know, like, he didn't respond to my coffee flirting.
Now move it. Is she still on every cover?
It looks like
water.
It.
I went there and
forgot. Oh, it's hilarious.
Jacob, we're going to start Jacob Magazine, and we're gonna start-
J Magazine?
Yeah, dude.
Big J?
That's BJ Magazine.
It's funny. That all came out like I was saying, let's make it my magazine.
Yeah.
I was saying J for Jacob.
Yeah.
And a Big J-
That's so
thing.
Funny.
That all came out very like, no, guys, let's focus more on me, please.
Jacob, you would have you making a knife. It'd have you wrestling a gator.
Oh, Jacob Weekly would be a hell of a magazine.
Oh,
if we can get
God.
Somebody to cover Jacob.
Just every week.
When you go to Florida, someone really just cover you, like whittling and
oh my God.
Knife making.
You send a photographer with you, and then you just come out with your recipes each week.
Trying to kill an iguana with a boomerang.
Each week you give a recipe. You give you a favorite episode of television.
I'd be into that.
Yeah, Jacob Magazine.
I think I could fill a magazine.
Absolutely, you could.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be a crazy long magazine.
No.
We could do Lose Hooch.
Maybe a monthly.
We could do DJ Lose Hooch monthly. What's he sipping on this month?
DJ Lose, how not to become a victim of gay rape.
Here's your way out of a serial killer's lair.
I'm just the grand prize of a gay competition.
You are.
Contest ain't over, buddy.
Yeah. Sure is. It's
both over. Those guys are still living. I still think there's an 8% chance those are the guys who murder you.
No way.
You might be in for the long haul. They may have had second thoughts two times already, and now you're playing hard to get.
You might be in one of their phones as blue ribbon.
Yeah, you're the white whale for sure.
Yeah. Get my harpoon loose at the bar. Hey, Ahab, we're about to go harpoon our white whale.
It's funny, Lou's got his face down and a shot at the bar, and then he hears Summer Lovin' come on. He looks over, and it's those guys leaning on the jukebox.
You want to hey. Run it? Want to run it back? Guess
no,
what?
Get away from me.
Loving.
Our apartment
hey,
is.
Yeah, but he goes, oh, that's my jam. Who's playing this? Oh,
Bruce God. And Chris.
Bruce and Chris, as I live and breathe.
They go, by the way, Lou, we're stocked and ready to rock.
He goes, there is booze there this time.
He goes, what did you guys? You didn't go to Costco and get one of those big bottles.
You know, it's going
to
be funny.
Greatest origin story.
It's going to be funny. The funny thing is, when they kill Lou, when he gets back to the place, they still didn't have booze. He's always getting lied to.
Son
he goes,
of
come
man.
On.
Heineken Zero. Lou, don't
maybe
get
if I drink 16 of them or something.
Lou, don't get murdered by these people.
I don't want to keep reliving this trauma every
I'm
show.
Sorry. Can
we move on?
Yeah, we can move
Wait,
on.
Wait, what was the trauma they got you? There it is. The information keeps coming out slowly. It's trickling. They got what you happened? A little bit, didn't they?
That I had to see a gay guy jack off. That was the trauma.
And then you didn't want to see it anymore, so you put it in your mouth to hide it?
I never should have had to see it.
Yeah, so you just put it inside of your body?
Stop victim true. Shaming, guys.
He did expose himself to you. I think we have a case.
I think he thought you wanted to see it.
I'm not interested in gayness.
You looked at it, though. Remember you knew how big it was?
On my way out the door.
A black guy wouldn't have done that. All my black friends would have never done that.
Lou, we'll drop it.
I wish I was gay. I'd blow all of you.
Thank you.
You're first, Jacob.
Aww. Nice, dude. Aww. You're going to get that fucking primo top. When we come back, we can talk about men exposing themselves. Antonio Brown.
Again.
I think he just has brain damage, dude.
He seems brain damaged.
Yeah. I don't think it's good.
He's really?
Flashes wiener at a pool. Did you see the picture?
Yeah, he's not playing ball, right? No. Again, right? He's out.
Yeah.
They kicked him off the Bucks.
He left. Remember in the Jets game?
Oh, yeah. He just like walked off the field.
He took his pads off and then took a private flight home or took a...
Yeah, he flashed his dong. There's no uncensored, though. I looked.
Well, we'll talk about it when we come back. We okay. also got this Kidz Bop thing.
Well, there's no thing. It's just they were here. They were in the building today, Kidz Bop.
Like the children?
Yeah. It says the Kidz Bop kids were here.
With their Wrangler?
Yeah, it's got to be weird. Who are the Kidz Bop kids?
Yeah. They have to circle them out.
You want to talk to the Wrangler? Oh, yeah? You want to see his weirdness?
Yeah.
These are all my babies.
I watch them sing and dance.
I take care of them.
They are.
Their parents have trusted me to take care of their beautiful bodies.
They are my little flowers that I love so.
I water them and I watch them grow.
We'll be right back. It's the Bonfire.
It's the Bonfire.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.